up on episode 118 of TritonCast. We're previewing the UC San Diego men's water polo season with head coach Matt Ustaszewski. The season gets underway this weekend with the annual Triton Invite in La Jolla, and Usha fills us in on what to expect from this year's squad with six new faces on the roster, new goalies, but high expectations. Our men's water polo season preview is in the Triton Spotlight this week on TritonCast. Welcome to episode 118 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or on ucsdtritons.com, thank you for joining us this week. Well, if you listen to TritonCast each week, you know that before we get to our Triton Spotlight interview, that's when we go around campus. But if you subscribe to the show, you've already seen a new episode in your feed earlier today, our women's volleyball preview with Melanie Green. So check out that episode to get ready for volleyball and to learn about the other happenings at UC San Diego. With that, let's move on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Our conversation is with men's water polo head coach Matt Ustaszewski. Set to enter his fourth season in the top spot, Usha recently joined ESPN's David Gentile to preview the 2025 campaign. David?
Well, let's start once again, Coach, with the men's national team. Now, last year this time, you're fresh off an Olympic bronze medal as an assistant coach in the Paris Games. And this year, it's the World Championships in Singapore back in July. You go 3-0 in pool play, eighth place finish. Tell me about a highlight for you from that tournament.
It was a new group. You know, we had some returners, obviously, that played, you know, pivotal role, but it was definitely a new group and some younger athletes that we were able to get the highest level experience for them possible. And so working with some new faces is always, you know, a fun opportunity to help teach them and help, you know, allow them to grow at the international stage. So that was definitely the highlight, just, you know, getting to work with a younger group. We knew the road would be challenging. Once you get to the crossover phase at a world championship, it's always going to be incredibly intense. And I think at the end of the day, you know, that preparation and experience is something that will help continue as we grow in the early stages of this squad.
It was the first time since 2019 that a team outside of Europe had been in that top pot for seeding. What did that say about the state of U.S. men's water polo coming in?
Yeah, I just, you know, the growth has been evident, obviously, with Paris kind of highlighting that. But, you know, we'd been knocking at the door a few world championships and definitely been competing in some of the, you know, World Cups and World League Super Finals and been, you know, on the medal table in some of those tournaments. And so it's a great opportunity to continue the development, but, you know, every tournament will have its own, you know, unique little twists and turns. And so, you know, you have to be, you know, putting yourselves in the best position possible. And the way to do that is the more experience, you know, is kind of the key to that. So I think just being in that stage, being able to play against, you know, two of the most experienced teams in the world. And then, you know, one of the, definitely most athletic and entertaining teams that there is in Italy. So they were a great experience for our young group as we continue to build.
One of the cool things for you is getting to work with coaches that are also on the college circuit and then coach student athletes that are going back. And a lot of them you're going to see throughout the course of this season. How interesting is it to have that crossover at the national level and then come back to the NCAA season and see a lot of these guys once again?
Yeah, I mean, water polo is a small community, you know, so the coaching aspect is always going to be there. There's going to be, you know, national team coaches at the various levels that are working in NC2A. That's kind of always been something that has been present for sure. I think with the athletes, that's been a little bit unique. In Paris, we only had a couple NC2A players. And so they have aged out a little bit. But each cycle is going to be a little bit different. And so, you know, it's fun to see the athletes. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're all signed up to play a pretty amazing sport that we love, you know. And so you know, the competitive juices do get flowing and you want to compete, but it's great to see them continue their development and see water polo in America continue to grow.
Well, Landon Ackerstrom, your All-American attacker, he helped the junior national team take silver at the World U-20s in Croatia back in June. really significant event. That was the best finish for a USA men's national team in a world championship in any age group. Landon had a good hand in that, scoring 8 goals. And to have student athlete representation from UC San Diego at the national team level, that's big time stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think it is just kind of the start for him, you know, really just scratching the surface on his potential. Landon's an amazing athlete, you know, and so he definitely has a skill set that will transcend to the international game. I feel really confident that, you know, he'll be his best definitely when he's in his mid to late 20s and hopefully competing at senior team level, because, you know, he has the ability to not just shoot the ball. I think everyone kind of knows he's been pretty gifted athletically in that sense, but, you know, he's really learned a lot defensively and in the transition game, and how he can put himself and his teammates in a position to be successful. And that's one of the things that, you know, really striving on him to help make his teammates better and push them every day and become a leader as he now enters, you know, his junior season for us.
And one more bit of off-season news before we jump into this season. We found out in the spring during the women's water polo season that Denny Harper was going to be inducted into the USA Water Polo Hall of Fame. And he's been such a big part of your water polo journey, from being your coach to being somebody that had you on his coaching staff. You got to be there for the induction. Just tell me how special of a moment that was for you and for UC San Diego.
Yeah, it's huge, obviously, for him and his family. You know, Denny's dedicated, you know, 50 years to sport of water polo, you know, in the development phase when it wasn't, you know, something that you can count on for a living. You know, obviously he had to always factor in, you know, other jobs and family commitments. And, you know, in 42 years, he never missed a NC2A fall water polo game here. So it's pretty impressive. And to have USA Water Polo honor his, not just what he did for UC San Diego men's water polo, but what he did for UC San Diego women's water polo. You know, he's a pioneer as a women's water polo coach. What he did for Sunset Water Polo Club on the men's and the women's side. The women won, you know, 5 USA water polo national championships before it was a, you know, NC2A sponsored sport. And then all the athletes, you know, all the athletes that came and gone and that he coached, and he was a, you know, a really big part in their development. And, you know, I always try to emphasize how important he was as a, you know, a boy, right? Because, you know, a lot of our 18-year-olds, you know, they're still, you know, immature when they come to college for the first time. And being able to have him as someone to be, you know, that mentor and really help you grow up. And, you know, he's really great at developing, you know, 18-year-old boys and, you know, maturing them into 22-year-old men. And we have an amazing alumni support that was able to be there and help honor him. And it had a very San Diego flair too, because Dave Albertstein, a longtime ref in San Diego County, and Jesse Smith, one of the best players that ever played in the from the county of San Diego. They were all three of them were represented. And, you know, Denny was the lead on that and acknowledged that too. And just the way he, you know, helped build the San Diego water polo community is something that, you know, all of our athletes in the area are still, you know, reaping the benefits of the work he put in, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
No, great stuff all around from the national team for yourself and Landon, and then to be a part of the induction ceremony. Really, really good stuff there. We're talking with men's water polo head coach Matt Eustacheski today on TritonCast. And let's jump into the upcoming season. And you've got a group that's ranked 12th in the first national poll, picked to go second in the Big West. It's a very veteran crew for the most part. What are your early impressions of your team in preseason?
Yeah, you know, it's all about, for us, we want to be playing our best at the end of the season. You know, we want to definitely be peaking at the right time. And so we do, you know, we're fortunate enough to, you know, have some committed athletes who decided to come back, and that continuity really helps us. There's no doubt about that. But we do have 6 new faces, 6 new athletes that, you know, are going to make their collegiate NC2A debut. And so there's always going to be a process of blending in those athletes and making sure they're prepared and that we have a plan for their development. And we really do believe that this group can connect in a way maybe that we haven't before, because of so many older guys that, you know, have this opportunity to play a final season. And so we're really excited about the group. It's fun to come to work You know, it's really fun to work with them and see them grow. And training camp is always difficult, right? It's always, you know, tiring mentally, physically, emotionally. But they're getting through it, and I know that they're ready to play. And when the ball drops here at the Triton Invite, they're going to be really excited to get going.
When you say connect in a way that we haven't before, is there something specific that comes to mind there for you?
Just a lot of guys that have played now 3 to 4 years, you know, with us. I'll name a few: Bennett Axline and Brody Feezy. You know, my very first season as the head coach, I started them at center and center defender, you know, and so those are difficult positions to play as freshmen. And we think that experience and their ability to communicate, you know, some of the key details that we're trying to reinforce from an in the water perspective is really helpful. You can't always rely on younger guys or newer guys that are coming into roles for the first time to be able to articulate maybe some of the finer details that they were trying to make sure that we're on the same page. And then, you know, we're fortunate that Ante Buzoff, Lucas Romaguerra, Eamon Hennessy, Felipe Ferreira, four guys that are huge parts of our program, can come back for a fifth year and contribute and continue to build the culture and the camaraderie that we're just fortunate because it's a unique opportunity and experience that we definitely want to maximize together.
You tossed out a lot of names there. You've got a preseason All Big West pick in Landon Ackerstrom, and Felipe Ferreira is another one of those. I know you mentioned Landon rounding out his game. What's the next step for Felipe coming into his final year?
Yeah, Felipe is lightning fast, man. He's really quick. He helps us in the transition game. He's a relentless defender that works really hard and puts pressure on the opponents in the transition game and in the front court. And, you know, for him, you know, connecting with some of the new guys that he might be playing with will be unique, but you know, he's a veteran, so we know he'll be ready to play. And we know, you know, now with our third year with him, you know, how we'll continue to build this thing, you know, through September, October, and then, you know, making sure we're playing our best in November and December.
Now, among those returners, your top 8 point scorers are back. It was another 17 win team. You made the Big West championship game, had a lead early in that game as well. How have you seen that as a motivating factor with so many guys coming back knowing, hey, we were close and this is our final ride now?
Yeah, I mean, they are going to, you know, put that pressure on themselves. I think, you know, anytime you're in your final season, there's that feeling like, oh, I'm going to do everything I can to be successful. But we're trying to take it one day at a time. It's a new group. It's a new team. It's a new season. And, you know, we knew last season would be very challenging. It's a very competitive conference. And so we took a step forward to get to the final. But I think there were some things that we did that were rushed and some opportunities that we may have not capitalized on. And we want to, you know, take the experience we got and make sure that we learn from those mistakes so that we can perform at even a higher level if we're able to get back to that stage.
Well, in the cage, you're moving on from a two-time All-Big West keeper in Logan Estes. He's joined your coaching staff this year. I want to ask about that in a little bit, but start off with the two keepers that you have on roster, Alex Hegeman, who's been with your program, and Winston Lowe, who this time last year was on his way to a club national championship with UC San Diego. Who's going to get the nod there for you to start the season?
Yeah, so we actually lost Logan, who, yeah, had been, you know, our primary goalkeeper the last few years. And we also lost Nikita Valajev, who graduated and ultimately, you know, started his career down here in San Diego, and we're thrilled for him. And then Parker George also graduated and got married. And so we're really excited about, you know, him moving on with the next stages of his life. So, yeah, you know, came down to a situation where Hegeman has been with us for 3 years now, and he's definitely ready. You know, we've never been really in this situation where somebody has been with us so long that, you know, hasn't actually gotten to play yet. And so, you know, he's put the time in, he's put the work in. The guys are confident that he's going to be able to perform at a high level. And so we want to, you know, make sure that he had every opportunity that he could. And so we didn't bring in a goalie in this class to make sure that, you know, both him and Nikita were able to get those opportunities. When Nikita decided to graduate late, Winston Lo, who'd been on the club team and, you know, is a human bio major here in his fourth year, a great student and has been a member of that club team. And so, you know, he's a unique situation as a walk-on senior, and he's been helping us every day in practice and training, and he'll be ready to play in competitions as well. And so he's pushing Heggie, but at the end of the day, you know, I think we have great goalie coaches. You know, that's the one thing, Glenn Bush and now Logan, who's joined the staff, you know, having two goalies as goalie coaches are really providing them an opportunity to learn and grow in a way that, you know, if it was just me and Armand, it probably wouldn't be the same because neither of us played the position. And so we're really fortunate to have those two members on staff with us to help them.
Now let's pick up on that with Logan joining the coaching staff and Reese Bajelli also coming back as a student assistant coach. That's something that's been really cool to see for the program. You mentioned earlier such a tight community in water polo, but bringing back former Tritons to be on coaching staff. Tell me about having those two guys on and what they brought to the table so far.
Yeah, Reese is doing engineering. Get his master's in engineering here at UCSD graduate school. So we're super thrilled for him. He's going to start up helping us once school gets started as this, you know, student assistant. But Logan has been on staff, you know, since we've been started up in here. And it's been really fun to see him kind of change gears a little bit, you know, and go from a player to a coach. It is unique though, because the goalie position is so funny in that way that they're kind of like coaches of the defense already. You know, so there's already that voice that the players know. It's not an easy situation to transition so quickly. But Logan had been with us, you know, he came in the COVID year and he's been with us for 5 years and really dedicated himself to the program. And so we wanted to see if there was an opportunity to continue his development. He still has dreams of playing internationally. And so, you know, he's an amazing goalie that we think those opportunities can still come. And so it helps that he's staying involved in the game. And obviously having Triton alumni, you know, join our staff is something that's, you know, makes us really proud.
And rounding it out with the student athletes, between the newcomers that you have and some of the returners that maybe we haven't talked about, anybody else that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, we have, you know, six new athletes. Obviously, we mentioned Winston in Cage. We have Jackson Bettner, who's an attacker from Bellarmine, who's a freshman. Dusan Georgievic, who's a utility player from Huntington Beach, is another freshman. Kyson Becker, who's a left-handed attacker from Modern Day, also a freshman. And Caleb Harrison, who's a utility center defender from France Sparker, so he's local, you know, as a freshman. And David Kaska from De La Salle, who's an attacker who can play both sides of the pool. Really like those five freshmen. We think they blended in really well with some of the core principles that, you know, have been pillars of our culture and our program. And we think we have a great future with them. And, you know, there's an awesome opportunity for them to play early in their careers and contribute right away. So it should be really a fun group and a fun 4 years with them for sure.
Well, taking a look at the schedule, the Triton Invitational, always a great way to start the season. You're going to see the top two teams in the country, USC and UCLA, who won the national championship last year, round that thing out as well with a matchup against the top 10 team in Pepperdine. And that's always a really good way to dive into the deep end and see some of the best competition in the country early on.
Yeah, that's, you know, definitely by design. That's for sure. We're fortunate that, you know, the tournament has been so popular. We get great crowds here for that opening weekend. We have 13 teams participating in it and two East Coast schools that were, you know, pretty excited to have Navy come back and then George Washington for the first time. And for us, it's, yeah, we're playing teams that we believe have potential to win their conference, right? There's no doubt about that. Pepperdine has, you know, visions of trying to win the West Coast Conference to be at NC2As. Laverne and Oxy have elevated their games at the SCIAC level, so those will be good opportunities for us to open up. And then, yeah, George Washington on the East can have some really talented players. And then the number one and number two team in the country, as you mentioned, who are both out to win national championships. You know, we want to be on that level, and for us to be able to play them at home is an opportunity that our older guys are, you know, chomping at the bit for, but our younger guys are going to really, you know, kind of be have their eyes opened a little bit to, you know, real Division I water polo. And so it's going to be a really fun environment, a fun weekend. And it's definitely going to provide some building blocks for our season going forward.
And another one of those really fun home games, looking ahead down the schedule a little bit, end of September, night before the first day of classes start for the quarter, you take on LMU in the Battle of the Kings. I got to experience that event in person for the first time last year. So much fun. How does that help you guys kind of kick into the season right as you're getting ready to go into conference play a week or two after that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've got to be honest. You know, the last three world championships for USA water polo, these are, you know, the biggest tournaments of the year. And, you know, we're in Fukuoka, Japan, and Doha. And then ultimately, last one in Singapore, the crowd's really small, you know, to be honest with you, the environments are not, you know, that big. There's not a lot of people in those countries that, you know, have really taken to the sport. A lot of times for us, it's about, you know, growing the sport on those trips. And so, you know, to be, you know, in a world championship quarterfinal against defending Olympic champion Serbia, you know, and you look up and there's about, you know, 40 people in the crowd, you know, it's definitely this kind of unique feeling. And then you come back home for a Battle of the Kings game in late September, and there's going to be over 2,000 people, and it's going to be a really wild experience. And for our guys, it's there's nothing quite like it. We embrace that environment. We want to play on big stages. We want to be at NC2As, you know, and playing Big West championships, playing in front of big crowds. And so, you know, to emulate that and having our student body come out, it's a really fun experience. You know, games are about an hour long, you know, and so, you won't, you know, miss any opportunities of, you know, social settings that are going on as you get ready for the first day of school the next day. So, you know, we hope that that carries into big crowds all through the year. We think we have a great schedule, both conference and non-conference. I mean, obviously our conference games will be big, and we'll play Long Beach at home. We'll play Davis at home. We'll play Irvine at home. Those are going to be massive games, but our non-conference games, you know, we'll have that big game against LMU. We're going to have Princeton later in the year, and we're going to have Stanford, on September 14th. So, you know, we hope that, you know, the crowds kick in and they realize how fun it is of an environment to watch water polo. And, you know, even if they're new to the sport, to root on the Tritons, because, you know, it's really a fun game that you can pick up pretty easily. And the next thing you know, you're coming to all the home games and buying season tickets.
A lot of good action at Canyon View coming up throughout the year. No doubt about that. All right. Matt Ustaszewski, Triton men's water polo head coach. Coach, thanks so much for the time and looking forward to the season.
Awesome. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
All right, David, thank you. And thanks, Usha. The annual Triton Invitational is this weekend, with the Tritons facing top-ranked UCLA and number 2 USC on the first 2 days. And on Sunday, UC San Diego hosts 7th-ranked Pepperdine in a match you can watch on ESPN+. Well, be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of Triton Cast premiere on Wednesdays. Thanks for listening this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching Triton Cast wherever you get pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 118 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on Triton Cast, follow us on X at Triton Cast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.